Beloved radio friends, we welcome you once again to the precious ministry of the Word of God. And in the precious name of the Lord Jesus, we would remind you with earnestness, we completely have confidence in the promise of the Lord Jesus to come back again. Our great desire, earnest and sincere, is that every one of our listeners will be at that blessed coming of the Lord Jesus, caught up to meet Him in the air and be forever with the Lord. Please let me read again or quote those precious words of our Savior from the Gospel of John chapter 14, the opening three verses. Went to the disciples in the upper room, but even now at the present moment to your heart and to mine, the Savior declares, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, ye believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. May God the Holy Spirit bless the hearing and the reading of these precious words from the great heart of the Son of God and from His matchless, peerless, sinless lips. And may the power of the Holy Spirit bring them home to the conscience of any unbeliever for their conviction and conversion, and to the consolation of those of us who know Him as our Lord and as our Savior. We have considered two facts relative to that home. First of all, its blessed reality. And what a joy to realize, as we have stated and repeat very briefly, we base the reality of that home upon faith, our faith in God, our faith in Christ, and our faith in the Word of God. My beloved, I hope you believe in God, in His blessed existence, that He is a real divine person, the God of the universe, the Creator of the universe, and the God who so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I hope you believe in Christ. He that believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life, said the Savior. And then my faith in the Word of God. Faith in God, faith in Christ, faith in the precious, infallible, impregnable, indestructible, and the inerrant Word of God. We've also considered the locality of the Father's house. Yes, it is a locality. The Lord Jesus called it a place. And when Paul himself wrote of going to be with Christ, he declared he would be in a place where Christ is, which would be far better. Yes, my beloved, may I say, the departed spirits of those who have gone from us, redeemed by the grace and the matchless love and the power of the blood of Christ, they're in a place. Happy bond band of spirits they are in the presence of God. Well, did the psalmist write, in thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Psalm chapter 16 and verse 11. My beloved radio friend, we raise the question, when you die, or if the Lord Jesus comes, would you be in that place? If not, my beloved, take time now to consider your need of a Savior and turn to the Lord Jesus. But today we would also like to consider its felicity, the blessedness of that place, the felicity and joy and the incomparable delight that fills the house of God and the Father's home above. Did not the Savior begin this declaration in John 14 with these wonderful words? Why did He say these words in relation to the Father's house? He said, let not your heart be troubled. Why not? Because He knew the felicity. He knew the blessedness of that home above. He knew the eternal joys that would be there and will be there and are there will more than compensate for all of life's sorrows, trials, difficulties, heartaches, pain, name what you will. My beloved, I know I may be speaking to many dear friends who may be suffering in body. There may be others that are suffering in mind. There are others may have sufferings that are unspoken, troubles and grief that reach the innermost part of their heart. But no matter how deep or not those sorrows, those pains, those griefs may be, please may I say to you, the home of the Father will absolutely compensate for all, and more than that. May I point out some of the facts regarding the blessedness of that home? It is a home of rest. The Spirit of God, through the Apostle in Hebrews 4:9, wrote, "There remaineth a rest for the people of God." Yea, saith the Spirit, as John the Apostle writes in Revelation 14:13. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors. My beloved, of all the weariness, whether mental, whether physical, whether spiritual, of whatever form you may have in life, you'll never have it there when once you will be in that home. It is a home of rest. Second, it is a home of love. Love that is supernal, incomparable, as well as eternal, in that blessed place. No broken families, no broken homes will ever be known there. Perfect love throughout eternity will reign forevermore. Did not the Apostle Paul write, "Now abideth faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love"? Why is love the greatest? Because faith will never be needed in that home. Hope will have given place to eternal reality. But oh, thank God, love will abide forever. It is an eternal home of love. The great absence of love that is so prevailing in this world of ours today, among all, and unfortunately among the homes that should be knowing that blessed, affectionate love, a father, a mother, a husband and wife, or parents and children, which has been broken, thank God such will never be known in heaven above. Their love will abide forever. Yes, it is an eternal home of love. But then may I go on further to state, 'tis a home of joy. Again, we quote the words which we repeated in a preceding message, from chapter 16 of the book of Psalms and verse 11. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Did not the Savior say when he was upon the earth in Luke chapter 15 and verse 7? When the shepherd found the lost sheep and placed it upon his shoulders to carry it home rejoicing, there is joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons who may not need repentance. Joy in heaven? Oh, my beloved, there is nothing, there will be nothing, nothing, not anything, can enter into that home of joy to spoil its greatness. Oh, my beloved, who can evaluate? Who can measure the eternal happiness and joy of that blessed home? There'll be joy, joy all the time in the Father's house. But oh, may I also state, 'tis going to be a grand home of fellowship. Fellowship that will be unceasing, that will be chainless, and that will be perfect for all eternity. May I say frankly, upon the basis of the Word of God and His teaching, the greatest fellowship that can ever be enjoyed by any soul is fellowship with God the Father. The greatest fellowship that can be enjoyed by any soul is fellowship with God the Son. Did not the beloved Apostle John write in 1 John chapter 1, verse 3, I believe, "Our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ"? Oh, what a joy to know. Though down here that we who are believers, we have the sad experience from time to time where that fellowship can sometimes be marred because of our failures. But never in that home above. That fellowship will be perfect forever. Did not the Lord Jesus say in John 17 and verse 3, "This is life eternal, going on and on forever, knowing thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent." But may I go even further? 'Twill not only be fellowship with the Father, with the Son, but also with the Spirit of God. And also, if I may further go and add, fellowship with the holy angels, whom we shall delight to fellowship with, as they join with us to give glory to the Lamb that was slain around the throne of God in that coming day, and with the innumerable host of saints from all the ages, we shall sing the praises of the Lamb forevermore. Then who can ever doubt the felicity of that home? Oh, may I repeat it? The felicity, the blessedness, the comfort, the consolation of that home. It is a home of rest. It is a home of love. It is a home of joy. It is a home of fellowship. It is a home of great blessings beyond our comprehension. My beloved, I think of the words of one who once said, "I believe there is a heaven because I've got a hankering to go there." My beloved, my friend, whatever your circumstances are, and I have no doubt that many, if not most of my listeners, know what it is to have suffering, pain, sorrow, grief. You can't go through life without it. But oh, do you have this blessed hope? Do you know you're going to be in the Father's house? A home where there'll be rest and love and joy and fellowship throughout endless ages with its blessed felicity. So if you are going through trouble at the present time, whether believer, whether unbeliever, listen to the words of the Savior regarding the blessedness of that home. "Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God and believe also in me, you've got a home in heaven above." Oh, blessed Father, and we pray that every listener will be in that home. In Jesus' name we ask it, and we ask it for his honor and glory and their blessing. Amen.